This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll be talking to Kim Chesney, author of the book Radical Intuition, at the bottom of the hour. Kim's mission is to help us understand how to use intuition, how to use the mind. I don't know if she would say it that way, but I say it that way. Intuition is being higher mind. The most valuable thing is intuition. That's a quote from Albert Einstein, and I am a big believer in using. I'm a big believer in facts and mind power. I'm also a big believer in intuition, and the combination of the two is a really, really powerful. It's a powerful blend, and can lead, if you understand how to use the two and leverage them, it can lead to a really effective and successful and high-quality life. We'll talk to Kim Chesney about her book, Radical Intuition, in our third segment, and we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Longevity products or sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, go to brightsideben.com. pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. You can click on the Join the Team link. You can purchase products off the website, and you can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you want to talk to a real live person, now is a perfect time to start a home-based business, especially a home-based business that helps people with their health. We are dealing with a really interesting historic health challenge in our culture, whether you believe it or not. It's certainly in the news, and it's in the zeitgeist, and it's in the popular domain, what's going on in terms of health. And personally, I believe that this is a golden opportunity for us to learn how to leverage diet and nutritional supplementation. This kind of things I've been talking about, and Dr. Wallach has been talking about, and Dr. Glidden has been talking about, and all of us at Longevity have been talking about for decades. This is an opportunity. If we were taking care of ourselves, if we were taking care of our diet, if we were taking care of supplementation, if we were exercising, if we were living life as we should, this would not be an issue. The stuff that's going on in the culture today would not be an issue if we were taking care of ourselves as we should. And this idea that we can be medicalized, and vaccinated, and drugged, and pharmaceuticalized, back to health, using tired old strategies from centuries ago, from bygone days, is absurd and tragic. It's a combination of absurdity and tragedy, what's going on in the world today. We've been talking about lipopolysaccharides. Did you know lipopolysaccharides, LPS, play a major role in COVID infection? Yes. In, I should say not COVID infection, but COVID symptomology and death. The famous cytokine storm is exacerbated by LPS, the famous cytokine storm that everybody talks about when it comes to being symptomatic or, God forbid, dying from COVID or from coronavirus, is partially, at least, and sometimes all, a factor of what's called the cytokine storm. Cytokine storm is the, it's a really cool name when you think about it. Cytokines are cells that are involved with immunity. Storm is what happens. It's like a frickin' hurricane of inflammatory factors that get into the blood. These inflammatory factors, in addition to being stimulated by viral infection, are also stimulated by leaky gut. You're more prone towards having problems with COVID if you have a leaky gut. And one of the main reasons why we have a leaky gut, this is so interesting, one of the main reasons why we deal with a collective leaky gut, I say we because almost everybody has it, is because of the kind of fats we're eating. Fats, dietary fatty acids, play a major role in the health of the intestine. The wrong fats, as in trans fats, that is margarines and margarine-like butter spreads that they talk about, heart healthy, really? First of all, there's no way a frankenfat or a frankenfood could be healthy, period. Just because they say it's heart healthy doesn't make it a healthy food. It's not a healthy food. It's a very unhealthy food. And one of the reasons why these spreads, we'll call them, I think that's their technical name, butter-like spreads, just like American cheese is a cheese food product, it's not a cheese. And by the way, American cheese is another one of those frankenfats. They play a major harmful role on the intestinal lining. When you have inflammation, really, it's an inflammatory effect. Yes, I know gluten is important. Probably sugar and SIBO and all of these are important too. But dietary fats play a major inflammatory role on the health of the intestine. Be careful with the fats you're eating. And by the way, omega-3 fats from flaxseed oil can help protect you against some of these inflammatory effects. So get yourself on your ultimate EFAs. I'm telling you, for anybody out there who thinks we've been talking about fats too much, the lipidome, and we have been talking about it a lot, we shouldn't be talking about any. We could get away with not talking anything else and provide value every single day because it's so underappreciated. The impact of dietary fats, the wrong dietary fats, fat deficiencies, fatty vitamin deficiencies, malabsorption of fats, bile problems, all of these liver issues, all of these impact the lipidome. Dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria, mess up the lipidome. You mess up the lipidome, you mess up the intestine. You mess up the intestine, all kinds of crap gets into the bloodstream, including lipopolysaccharides, those LPSs. Maybe, I don't want to say the only, but it's certainly, I don't even know if it's the major, because there's so many different things that could happen, but if you were just to control your LPS, the amount of LPS in the blood by moving the lymph, by correcting the intestinal barrier, or correcting inflammation at the level of the intestinal barrier, patching up the intestinal barrier, if you were just to do that, you would reduce your risk of every single chronic disease, including cancer, and by the way, including dementias, Alzheimer's disease. There was, I don't know if you saw this in the news yesterday, new drug for Alzheimer's disease. First new drug in 20 years for Alzheimer's disease. Problem is, it doesn't really do anything for Alzheimer's disease except slows down the deterioration. It slows down the progression of the illness. It doesn't do anything. There will never, ever be a drug for Alzheimer's disease or dementia that will keep the disease from occurring, because it's a response to bad living, dementia from a physiological perspective. There's also probably mental and emotional issues, and I know I've been studying Alzheimer's disease since I was in college. I had made it my one of my specialties even when I was a student, and then I got to see my dad progress from it. So I have personal experience with Alzheimer's dementia, and I also have research experience with it. I'm telling you, there's never going to be a drug for it. It's a sign that we're not taking care of our bodies the way our bodies should be. Not judging anybody, not blaming the victim here. I'm just telling you
that it's a, in medicine we say it's a sequelae, a sequel, something that follows. It's a sequelae of bad living, something that follows incorrect decision-making in how we live our lives. All right, Kim Chesney coming up in our third segment. We'll get to your calls next. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25%. Off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Thank you. Wow. All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We've got Kim Chesney coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls if we have calls, 844-236-6010. This hour, so we're talking about LPS, lipopolysaccharides, these little pieces of bacteria, basically, the pieces of the outside part of the bacteria. But outside part is a special kind of bacteria called gram-negatives. There's two kinds of bacteria. You've got gram-positives and gram-negatives without getting into too much microbiological minutiae. Just suffice it to say the bad guys are usually gram-negatives, and LPSs are found on gram-negative bacteria. There's lots of gram-negative bacteria. And by the way, gram-negative bacteria and LPSs, I should say LPSs, are responsible for a lot of really weird skin diseases. A lot of times people have these weird kinds of inflammatory issues on the skin, redness on the skin. The skin will just look weird, and nobody really knows what to do with it. And I'm always telling people, well, you got to go back to your digestive system. Now you know the reason. It's because I would say all, but certainly the majority of these kinds of health issues involve lipopolysaccharides. So if you know somebody, and sometimes these things on the skin, these weird kind of rashes on the skin and the red things on the skin, and they're not really, they're more cosmetically, that's where our attention is. Our attention is on the cosmetic nature of it, or the cosmetic aspect of it. But really what you're experiencing is inflammatory factors in the blood that are coming in from the intestine. LPS inflammatory factors, they're going to lead to all kinds of other health challenges, all kinds of other degenerative disease issues. And if you have anything on the skin that's unexplained, number one, more than likely you got other things going on. And number two, even if you don't know you have other things going on, you will have other things going on, and you're going to find that out eventually. I'm telling you, if you want to do one thing for your health, take care of the LPS and the intestinal lining and a leaky gut. If you want to do one thing. This new drug, by the way, that came out or was announced yesterday for Alzheimer's is a drug that supposedly clears out the amyloid plaque that's associated with the disease. The amyloid plaque is an inflammatory plaque. It's a plaque that's associated with LPS inflammation, and surprise, surprise, there's a relationship between dementia and LPS. And dementia and breakdowns at the level of the intestine. That is, intestinal permeability issues. So what do? Number one, you lay off the bad fats. And this is in no particular order, by the way, because you've got to do everything. You lay off the bad fats. Number two, get on the good fats. Omega-3 fatty acids are protective for the gut. They're protective against LPS. They're protective against leaky gut symptoms of leaky gut syndrome. They're protective against inflammation in the intestine. This is from the journal Marine Drugs. Omega-3 fatty acid intervention suppresses lipopolysaccharide-induced inflammation. I mean, there's all kinds of articles. This is from the journal Molecular Sciences. Impact of omega-3s on the gut microbiota. Human and animal studies have highlighted the ability of omega-3s to influence the gut-brain axis acting through gut microbiotic composition. That's a direct quote from this paper from the International Journal of Molecular Sciences. Quote, human and animal studies have highlighted the ability of omega-3, PUFAs, polyunsaturated fatty acids, to influence the gut-brain axis acting through gut microbiota composition, unquote. Now, you could say, why aren't we being told any of this? But what we really want to do is understand that it's just logical. We don't need to be told it. I didn't need a study to say that if you increase intestinal permeability, you're going to eventually affect the brain. It's just logic if you understand the body. Now, I find it fascinating when I read articles like this. Now, I'm addicted to reading these articles. I read probably 10 articles a day. But it all just verifies everything that intuition, we'll talk to Kim Chesney about intuition and understanding how the body works, tells you. This is from the journal, the American Society of Microbiology. Can dietary fatty acids affect the COVID infection outcome? This is a review on dietary fatty acid intake. And the type of dietary fatty acids, and your likelihood to get COVID infection. I need to read this. Here's another one. American Society for Nutrition. Fatty Acids and Inflammation. The Science of Fatty Acids and Inflammation. Here's another one. Essential fatty acid deficiency is a predisposing factor for pulmonary infection. The two major pathogenic microorganisms in cystic fibrosis. God forbid anybody should get cystic fibrosis. Now you see the link. So, essential fatty acids. Here's another really cool way that you can protect yourself against LPS or LPS, secondary diseases following LPS. Use phytonutrients. Spent a lot of time talking about phytonutrients here a couple weeks ago. Phytonutrients, plant nutrients, tend to be fatty. And these phytonutrients play a major role in protecting the body from the effects of LPS. They're stress management. They protect the cells from the duress of these lipopolysaccharides. These lipopolysaccharides are fragments from the outside part of gram-negative bacteria. They're bacterial fragments. They're signaling molecules. The immune system is designed to look out for these signaling molecules because it means the enemy has gotten into the blood, and this is where the immune reaction comes from. So anything you can do to stabilize the immune system is going to help you with these secondary problems, including lung problems and cancer and dementias and pretty much everything, because it induces dirty blood. Phytonutrients can help. Vitamin E can help. Omega-3 fatty acids can help. There's all kinds of, and laying off the bad fats, of course. Probably the most important thing to do is lay off these bad fats. French fries. Isn't it interesting how all of this stuff, all this chronic diseases that we're dealing with in this culture, this epidemic of chronic disease, it really exploded at the turn of the 20th century when we figured out how to eat crappy fats. We didn't eat crappy fats before then. Now, I'm not saying life was all hunky-dory, but it was certainly, we weren't as a chronic disease ridden in the 19th and 18th century as we are today. Especially with what we know. We got infections, we got acute diseases, but as far as long-term chronic diseases, we are dealing with the biggest health crisis in the history of mankind. And it really started going, exploding, when we started processing foods. Not just fats, but that was a big one. Processing sugars also. Processing sugars and processing everything. Food processing. If you had to put a list of the top 10 problems with our culture that inevitably lead to disease, processed food, and now they have something called ultra-processed food, is somewhere near the top. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Kim Chesney coming up next. We'll be back right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Putin is planning to step down as Russia's president next year amid growing fears for his health. The claim is made by Moscow political scientist Valery Soloviev in the paper The Sun. Soloviev also said the Russian leader's girlfriend and his two daughters are pushing him to leave office. There's speculation Putin has contracted Parkinson's disease from medical people watching videos on Putin's recent public appearances. Russian lawmakers are also considering legislation proposed by Vladimir that would grant all future Russian ex-presidents lifetime immunity from criminal prosecution. Election officials in several states said Thursday they are worried about their safety of their staffs amid a stream of threats and gathering of angry protesters outside their doors. Joe Gloria, the Register of Voters in Clark County, said, "I can tell you that my wife and my mother are very concerned for me." While the protests have not been violent or very large, local officials were distressed by the crowds and concerned about the relentless accusations. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Packers beat the 49ers 34-17 on Thursday Night Football, Week 9. Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers tells NFL.com, the 49ers are a different team this year.
Yeah, I mean, it was good for us. It was a different game. They're obviously depleted on both sides of the ball. They've had, probably one of the worst injury years I've seen in a long time. So it's not the same football team that we saw twice last year. But, they still have possibly the best middle linebacker in the game. And it's a lot of pride. And we went out and executed the way we expected to.
Green Bay holds a 12-3 record versus San Francisco in the regular season since 1996. NASCAR is coming down to the wire Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona for the season finale 500. Driver Jimmy Johnson reflects on his career.
I'm trying to right now, and I feel like if this year was as intended and COVID didn't happen, I would have a much deeper, richer experience. But I have had a great one, and being honored in so many ways at the various tracks, social media, and the fans reaching out. My partners and sponsors are doing neat things on social right now. NASCAR just did something recently. I'm seeing these things, and it is helping me take it in, and I'm finally allowing myself to do it. The time is right. So it's very meaningful, and I look back on these highlights, and I cannot believe it's me in that 48 car with that race team having all the success. It's been a wild journey.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. Thanks for joining us. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com, also BrightsideBen.com, and you could purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, interviews, lots of good health information at criticalhealthnews.com, brightsideben.com, and pharmacistben.com. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products as well. All formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds and dealing with health challenges, skin health challenges. Prescription products that have been repurposed, non-prescription, of course, for beauty. Because at the end of the day, folks, healing is beauty. Check out all our True Skin Health products at TrueTreatments.com and our 1,400-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at TruthReviewed.com. Okay, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest. Kim Chesney is the author of a book called Radical Intuition, A Revolutionary Guide to Using Your Inner Power. She teaches ordinary folks like me how to use intuition, how to use the magic of the truth within. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Kim Chesney. Hey, Kim.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having me on today.
thank you for being here. So the most valuable thing is intuition, as it says on your face. I think that's Einstein. It looks like that might be Einstein. What's the difference between being psychic and being intuitive?
Yeah, so, you know, that's a question I get a lot. And one of the common misconceptions about intuition is it's just all that psychic stuff. So it is that psychic stuff. It's definitely a dimension of intuition. But intuition is so much more far-reaching. It just applies to our daily life. It applies to our business success, to our relationships, to, you know, everything that's happening in the world and, you know, ultimately our own fulfillment and direction in life. So, you know, I really like to look at this idea of radical intuition as an overarching view of intuition and how it applies to everybody.
Okay, so two questions. First of all, is this the same thing as when you talk about radical intuition or intuition? Are you talking about the same? Is this the same thing as your spidey sense? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Is it your spidey sense?
It's your spidey sense. It's your gut feelings. It's those inner knowings. It's your callings. It's all the many different ways that we receive inner guidance, whether it's through a feeling or a thought or a sensation. And, you know, I kind of talk about in the book that there's one of the reasons why there's been so much confusion about intuition in the past is because it manifests in so many different ways. So, you know, the book really talks about understanding these different ways that your inner guidance can talk to you and guide you so that you, lead the best life, the happiest life, the most successful life.
And it's a super handy and practical book, I might add. Now, the title is Radical Intuition, but when I think of intuition, I think, and you say this too, it's something we all have. So what is, it's normal, but it's radical, right? It's something we all have, but yet it's radical. Why do you call it radical if it's so normal?
Yeah, well, that's an awesome question. But the answer to that comes in the fact that it's radical because we have repressed our intuition for so long. So even though it's a very normal part of our life, turning back to our intuition is a really, I call it a revolutionary act. I said, one of the things that went viral during all this election chaos, I put up a post and I said, a quote from the book, it said, to be true to yourself is the most revolutionary act. And it just went crazy. And I think it really hit a nerve with people because we understand, you know, we're so conditioned by the outside world. We're slaves to our minds and our critical thinking and to, you know, everybody else's judgments that we've lost sight of that inner compass. And turning back to that and being true to that, that's a radical act that will change your life.
Do you think it's there all the time and we just don't trust it, or it's just not there? Let me rephrase it.
Yeah.
You know, yes, it's always there. Do you think we recognize it all the time, but we just don't trust it?
Well, I think we don't hear it. I mean, I think for so many of us,
we're oblivious to it.
Yeah, right. We're so busy. We just drown out our life with all of our activities and technology and to-do lists that we cannot hear it. It's always out there, like calling to us, shouting to us, trying to get through to us in these little feelings and hunches and spidey senses. But we're just too busy to hear it. So it really is this act of just opening up and starting to listen.
You know, we talk on this program a lot about critical thinking, and that's like a big thing for me is critical thinking. I believe that a lot of our world problems are because we don't critically think. But on the other hand, and I don't know if it's on the other hand or if it's right at the center of critical thinking, is an element of intuition. Now, does intuition start the ball rolling? Is it at the center of critical thinking? If you critically think long enough, do you get to intuition? What exactly is the relationship? Because I see them both as being valuable.
Yes, absolutely. And that's such a good question because I talk so much about intuition. It was like, it's so much better than all that thinking stuff, all that left brain stuff. But no, I mean, we have to get out of this mindset that it's one or the other or that these are opposing forces because the way I see it is the intuition and intellect are sort of the yin and the yang, two sides of this sort of complete way of thinking and knowing. And when we learn to use both excellently, when we get really smart, when we get really intuitive, that's the formula for genius right now. So right now, all of us are kind of in one camp or the other, or kind of barely, you know, trucking along with our intuition. But once our intuition catches up and we can reconcile these two forces, then we become capable of knowing extraordinarily and having these moments of genius and insight that we hear about great people having.
Okay, so you have a four-step practice for as you say, igniting the extraordinary power within you. Extraordinary power. I like that.
It's extraordinary,
right? Yeah. So can you? We have about. We're going to go to break in about 2 minutes. Can you just give us the four steps, and then we'll go into a little more depth.
So So, well, there are four steps, and there are four elements. You know, they don't always have to be sequentially, but it's basically, you know, understanding and trusting our first impressions. The number one thing you got to know is your intuition. It comes quick, it comes fast, comes before you have a chance to use that critical mind. And then once you have an impression or an idea or a thought or a feeling, there's a thing called resonance that allows you to kind of like sink in. You know, if something feels right, you know, the difference of it feels right or feels wrong, that's resonance. So we talk about that a lot in the book. And then the third thing that's really important is discernment. Once you get into this place where you're pretty sure your intuition is talking to you, that's when the critical mind comes in and it says, let's discern what this really means and how I can apply it to my life in a way that's intelligent and smart and really gets the best results. And then, you know, ultimately the fourth element is validation. And that's when you start building trust because, hey, you follow your intuition and it worked out and you were right and you get these validations that it's all not just something that you're making up.
And then probably you become more intuitive after that. If you keep getting validated, you keep trusting, you get more trust.
Exactly. Because it's all about trusting. If we don't trust it, we're not going to keep following it. So it's a process of snowball.
First of all, don't you think it's like so cool that we have this like GPS system built into us? It'll tell you how the tuna sandwich or the ham sandwich. It'll tell you to like turn left or turn right at the corner. Right? At all times. Yeah, it's like, and at the same time we do, you know, like when we do something bad, that intuition tells us not to do it, but we ignore it or we say shut up, right?
Famous last words, I ignore my intuition.
and but what you said is really cool how ephemeral it is. Like that first step is easy to miss. They call it the still small voice, right? Would you say it's the same thing as the still small voice?
Yeah, absolutely. You can only hear it in the silences between your busy thoughts.
Yeah, that's great. And that's probably why meditation is so helpful and so important.
Yeah.
I imagine you have a serious meditation practice, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a part of maintaining your intuitive connection. It's getting into that headspace, that still being and mindfulness.
All right, we got to take a break, Kim. We'll talk about your book when we come back, Radical Intuition. Kim Chesney's on the Bright Side. We'll be back with more of Kim right after this. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Kim Chesney. Her book is Radical Intuition, and you can check out her website, KimChesney.com. So, crazy times, Kim. We start off the year with COVID. Now we got all this craziness that's going on. So what is the Radical Intuition way of handling this?
Well, you know, it really is timely. It's so funny. I've been using this idea, this term, intuition revolution, for almost a decade now. And, you know, I never expected it to totally coincide with the coming out of this book, which ironically also released on Election Day. So, you know, at first,
That's the universe.
Right?
That's also your intuition. Because you had something to do with it, too.
I think I sensed it, you know, on some levels. That, you know, it really is. I talk a lot about this intuition revolution, and I think it is really important. And it's so funny because it's really hard to, advertise and stuff right now because everybody's thinking I'm making some kind of statement about politics. But this is, you know, it sort of transcends politics. But it also really applies because, you know, this shift I keep talking about of, you know, turning to ourselves and being true to ourselves and stepping into our power and all of these parts of our really inner truth that have been denied for decades and centuries in everyday life. And the shift that's happening right now is so important. And I think a lot of us really feel it and really feel the momentum of change that's happening.
Describe what you mean by, what do you see as the change? What do you see as signs of the change, and what do you see as the change?
Right. So, a huge part of intuition, when I talk about being true to yourself, is really honoring, you know, who we are and breaking the conditioning of the world. And I think that for so long, and, you know, for most of my lifetime, I've seen, you know, the conditioning, the social conditioning around us that's allowed us to look the other way with injustices, to tolerate things that shouldn't be tolerated, to lack empathy for other people. And all of that is starting to break down. You know, we see all this movement, the social justice movement. We see everything that's happening when people are starting to come together and realize that, you know, we need to work together instead of creating divisions and labels. And that whole momentum is really fueled by intuition because it's underneath it all. Intuition is what connects us. We're all one. You know, there's many, many minds out there, but with intuition, we're all one.
So is there like a universal... I'm sorry, is there a universal field, like Carl Jung talked to, like a universal field of information kind of thing?
Yeah, so it's a lot like that. So, you know, our intuition is each of us have this sort of connection, and you can, like, the, you know, computer image too. Like, we're all connected to this universal cloud of truth,
wow,
really, which is all the data and information. Yeah, out there.
Is that what intuition is? Is that what intuition is, tapping into the cloud?
Yeah, it's kind of like tapping into the cloud of our reality, right?
Mm, that's awesome. So every single thing is in that cloud. Everything. There's nothing
everything
that's not. By definition, the cloud is everything, correct?
It is everything that's ever happened, will happen, is happening, everything that has ever existed. Because we know in physics that energy can't be created or destroyed, and a lot of quantum thinking is really, you know, catching up with all of these ideas about intuition. So this ability for a part of our mind, it makes perfect sense that, you know, as living beings, that there's a part of our mind that connects to this living reality that's just simply beyond our five senses. It's not that woo. It's not that crazy. And we're starting to realize that now that we understand how the world really works.
Yeah, like, we couldn't understand intuition from a scientific standpoint until the last 100 years or under 50 years when we figured electronics, right?
Absolutely. Before,
there were no metaphors for it.
No, and I always say that, like, that linear thinking and rational thinking is like Newtonian physics, and intuition is like quantum physics, right?
Yeah, that's good. Because in quantum physics, everything is everywhere. In quantum physics, everything's in superposition. You know about quantum computers? Mm-hmm. Have you heard of those? Where they'll be able to do, like, calculate incredible amounts of calculation because they're holding things in superposition. Everything is everywhere. Instead of zeros and ones, I don't even know how the heck that's going to work.
You get out of that sort of diametrically opposed universe. So it blows your mind, really. And I think we can't
conceive
of a lot of that.
But that's cool that you said that. It blows your mind, right?
It does. So, literally,
I mean, like,
right?
Literally, and then it takes you to another level. It takes you to the next level. And I love that idea of intuition working with the mind kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Go ahead.
I would say we're smarter now than we've ever been, too, you know, as far as we know in human culture. So that intelligence is also helping us to really understand intuition on a higher level.
Do you think the entire culture will reach a critical mass, 100th monkey kind of phenomena, where it'll switch over into that way of thinking as a culture?
Well, I think it's happening already. And I have an upcoming summit where I talk with some really interesting, really smart people, not your usual suspects, who would talk about intuition. And I talk with Jesse Schell. He's a game designer and a programmer at Carnegie Mellon University and has worked for Walt Disney and done all this great stuff. And he does a really interesting talk on artificial intelligence and machines and the intuition of machines. And I think it really was so interesting to me that, you know, when you start talking to these really people, really, really smart people who are in there with technology and artificial realities and all of that stuff, who, when they witness intuition as like a part of this, and that there is this shift that's happening
Does AI have it? Can AI shift into intuition, like weird shifting intuition?
Interestingly, Jesse's perspective is that machines are already intuitive, and that their nature, and it's really counterintuitive, you know. And that's the thing I love when I like talk to someone who's really smart, because like I wouldn't have ever thought of it that way because I don't really understand how computers work. But he does, and he gives this really interesting explanation of why he thinks that computers are already intuitive, but it's a different kind of intuitive than we have to a degree. But the idea is that it's already part of the way that they think.
Wow. And is it part of logic?
So
is it like a part of logic, intuition, and if you have a logical system, intuition will show up somehow?
Yeah, because we, you know, like we make decisions on feelings. So ultimately, you know, we've learned that people think we make decisions out of logic, but at the end of the day, we do what feels right. Like we might think our way to a point, but if it doesn't feel right, most of the time we don't do it because we're smart enough to follow our intuition. But sometimes we do anyway, and then, you know, we learn the hard way or whatever. But ultimately, you know, we make the best choices when we, you know, use the way that we feel. So machines do that too, and I'm not going to pretend to be able to explain it as good as he is.
I want to talk to him. You got to hook me up with this guy. You got to hook me up with him.
Yeah.
Is intuition the same as feeling?
That's a good question, because yes and no. Intuition, there's a lot of feeling involved with intuition, but I call it like, you know, sort of a higher feeling. It's not an emotion. But it's emotive, like it calls us, it moves us, it inspires us, it can passionately drive us to like a creative project or to fulfill a mission in life. but it's not like ego-based. So it's not like emotions, feelings, needs, possessiveness, all that stuff, right? So it's a kind of feeling that's not ego-based. So we have to kind of separate that a little.
Is it somatic? Is it in the body?
Because I talk about like the four pathways of intuition, and it's interesting that you brought up Jung earlier because I based it basically on his model of cognitive functions. So the intuition can essentially speak to us through our four cognitive functions, which is our body, if there are feelings, right? You can embody intuition. Our bodies talk to us all the time with feelings and the way that they move us. And the mind, obviously, we get intuitive thoughts. And then the heart, we get intuitive feelings, like we just talked about. And then ultimately, we have this opportunity to have the higher experience with intuition of God and whatever word you use for God, the universal connection that allows us to transcend this actual reality.
Is there a relationship between dreams and intuition?
Yeah, I always call dreams, though. They're like backdoor intuition.
They're what?
Most of intuition, I call backdoor intuition. It's your intuition will come to you through your dreams. Like if it's not getting through and it's not becoming conscious, right?
Uh-huh.
Because intuition deals in this whole realm of super consciousness or higher consciousness. So intuition, unlike things like instinct and dreams, it's not an unconscious act. When you're having intuition, you're very aware of it. You know, it's something that takes you to a higher level of consciousness. But sometimes when intuition isn't getting through, it comes in through the back door, like I say, through our dream. And it can, you know, give us like, you know, metaphorical situations or messages, or we might have these like kind of spiritual experiences even through dreams when that's the only route that our intuition can get to us through.
That is, Kim, your book is wonderful. Your work is wonderful. What I love most about the book is it's so easy. It's not complicated at all. It's practical. You can use from the beginning to end. There's all kinds of little things that you can incorporate into your life to become more intuitive. Thank you so much for being on the Bright Side.
Oh, thank you.
Can you hang on? I want to ask you something real quick. Can you hang on the line after this?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. All right, that's Kim Chesney. Her website is kimchesney.com. Her book is Radical Intuition. I highly recommend it. And that is it for now. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now. Hey folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.